Patriotism is the steady dedication of a lifetime. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery, and this wonderful place up here in Campo, California, where hearts delight in living right. This is the Absolute Philosopher saying, patriotism is the steady dedication of a lifetime. Patriotism is the steady dedication of a lifetime. Yes, we think patriotism is only to our country, our nation. We think patriotism is nationalism. We think patriotism is belonging to a country and feeling proud about it, which is all just fine and good. But real patriotism is belonging to the country that is ours, which is our divine self, which is our divine nation, our divine world, our divine life. And what in the world is a divine life, a divine nation, a divine country that is not a physical country? Well, that's our thoughts. Our thoughts are to whom we should really be patriotic. Our thoughts are to whom we should really stand behind and back up in whatever they are doing and thinking and saying. Our thoughts are who we really are. Our thoughts are wonderful. Now think about that. Patriotism is a steady education and dedication of a lifetime. What are we dedicating ourselves in this lifetime to? Are we dedicating it to a physical country, a physical world, an outpictured expression of anything? Or are we dedicating it to an inner world, an inner reality? Where is the map of your inner world? Where are you on that map of your inner world? Are you in the country of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and love? Are you in the country of fulfillment, the country of wholeness, the country of abundance, the country of all good? Oh, where's that country? I want to go there. Right inside you, right inside me. That's where that country is. And we go inside to that country by every day, every way that we are doing anything at all, saying it is good and very good. By saying that this inner country is where I live, move, and have my being. This inner country is my inner Bible, my inner book of life, my inner way of living. That's my true patriotism. My true patriotism sounds kind of selfish, but my true patriotism is to myself. My true patriotism is to who I am, what I believe, where I am going, what is making life so exciting for me. That's my true patriotism. Yes, my true patriotism is that I believe in me. Oh, I believe in my country. I believe in my president. I believe in the way the country is run, and I support it, and I do everything in the outward physical way and mental spiritual way for it. But what about my inner country? Do I think good thoughts about my inner country at all times? Do I think that, number one, the temple that I live in is super? Do I think that the thoughts I think are supportive and uplifting of every dream that I could ever imagine for me and my creation? Do I have thoughts in my mind that everyone in my world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that they're wonderful, fantastic, glorious, whole, and perfect now? Is that what I think? Well, if that's what I think, I'm doing just great. However, if I'm not thinking that, I'm not a very good patriot to my world, to myself, to my inner being. Would I allow myself to be such a false patriot to my country, say the United States? Well, if that's the case, then the United States has a poor follower, has a poor supporter. I believe in my country, and I believe my United States is a wonderful country. And I believe in its laws, and I believe in its people, and I believe in everything because I created them. Now, my country here, the island in which I live, called my Temple of the Living God, Herb Byerly, that's who I am, and that's who I think. Now, that Herb Byerly is divine. That Herb Byerly thinks beautiful thoughts. that Herb Byerly is unconditionally loving, that Herb Byerly has a smile on his face at all times, that Herb Byerly is loved by everyone, that Herb Byerly is clear of all thoughts that might be negative and filled with all thoughts that are positive and uplifting and joyous. That's who that Herb Byerly is. That's who I am. That's the country I belong to. Ha ha! What about your country? Is it like that too? I think it is. At least I see it that way. And I can never see it any way differently because that's the way I am. I can only see the world through my eyes. And if my eyes are pure and beautiful and loving and unconditionally caring about me and my world that I create, then my world is a reflection, a mirror, exactly of who I am within myself. Now, I like myself, and I'm enjoying myself. And I'm getting a lot of good out of life. I'm getting a lot of magic out of life. I'm getting a lot of excitement out of life. Life is great. That's where my true patriotism lies. That's where my true patriotism lay. Right within me. Right within my heart. And if I am a good patriot to myself, I am a good patriot to my friends and neighbors, to my community, to my country, to my world. First, it starts with me. And as I am a good patriot to me, all of my world says Hosanna, says wonderful Amen. And so it is. And so it is for you too. You are a good patriot. You are a joyous being. You are fantastic. And I love you with all my heart and soul because I created you, and I love you, because I am you, I love you, unconditionally, because that's who I am. Have a wonderful day, and remember the absolute philosopher in you is thinking all of these great and wonderful thoughts all the time. Tune in. Tune in to the absolute philosopher in your heart, not only on the internet, not only here, but also at home in you. I love you. I love you. I love you.